We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to have a little round of wintry weather this week. It's the first one we have for this season anyway. And as far as this cold, is it normal this time of year to have a little bit of a cold snap like what we're going to have?
It's absolutely normal. This time of the year, the average high in Buffalo is in the upper 50s, but the average is just the smooth extremes all averaged out, and there's nothing unusual whatsoever about getting a little bit of snow at this time of the year. It's, what was unusual, of course, was the October surprise storm back in 2006 with heavy snow at low elevations. That's not going to be the case this time around. Nothing heavy. And if there's any accumulation, it will be on the highest hilltops.
How do we prepare for the rest of the season with snow and cold weather?
Well, it looks like for the remainder of the month, more days than not will be chilly. And there are some very vague hints at the end of the month may see the development of a coastal storm that could produce rain on the East Coast and snow in the interior, but those kinds of storms, if that were to develop, often leave Western New York mostly unscathed and have an impact on Eastern New York. But obviously, with time, the chances for measurable snow start to increase, especially when you get into mid and late November, and then more so in December. But to get accumulating snow in the metro area at this time of the year would be pretty unusual, not seeing it in the next few days. Well, we may see a few wet snowflakes mixed with some rain in the metro area, but I'm not anticipating anything shovelable.
What can we expect in the upcoming December, January, February, the true winter in the calendar?
Well, some of you may have seen articles in the paper or heard elsewhere, and El Nino is coming, and El Ninos mean milder winters. And that is a drastic oversimplification. In fact, most indicators are pointing to a weak El Nino, and it's going to be centered a little farther west, the warmer waters. And those kind of weak El Ninos, through some research done by the National Weather Service Buffalo offices, Bob Hamilton, have actually been associated with colder than average winters in Western New York. That's one variable. No variable stands alone, though. And we have other indicators. The European Extended Range Model is kind of bullish on a colder than average winter in most of the eastern United States. An American climate model takes just the opposite path and shows milder than average. The only thing I'd say of those two models, the European is usually the better of the two models. So my thoughts are we may tend to have more ups and downs in November and December, and then potentially some colder than average weather developing for longer periods during January, February, March. But I would place that at low confidence. Winter outlooks are not all that they're cracked up to be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.